Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. This week, a scientific controversy that affects just about all of us. The question, how safe are cell phones? And now a major study that was supposed to answer that question is open to question itself. The so-called Interphone study started a decade ago when scientists in 13 nations set out to learn if there was a link between cell phone use and brain cancer. At last, the findings of this eagerly anticipated study have been released, and researchers found that, well, here are some of the headlines reporting the results.
Mobile phone study finds no solid link to brain tumors. The Guardian, UK.
Heavy use of cell phones may increase tumor risk. Globe and Mail, Canada.
Mobile phones are safe. Die Welt, Germany.
So if you're confused, you're not alone. Consider these contradictory findings. High cell phone usage was linked to a doubling of the risk of deadly brain cancers called gliomas. But some people who never or very rarely use cell phones seem to have more tumor risk than moderate users. Epidemiologist Elizabeth Cardis headed the radiation group which conducted the Interphone study.
The study is very complex and the interpretation is not clear. I mean, we have not demonstrated conclusively that there's a risk, but I think it's really important to note that that does not mean that there's no risk. We have a number of elements in the study which suggest that there might actually be a risk. And particularly, we have seen an increased risk of glioma, which is one type of malignant brain tumor, in the heaviest users in the study, in particular on the side of the head where the tumor developed, and in particular in the temporal lobe, which is the part of the brain closest to the ear, so closest to where the phone is held, and that's the part of the brain that has most of the exposure from the phone.
Indeed, I'm looking at something known as Appendix 2, a table in your study that shows for gliomas is what, twice as likely to have one of these brain tumors if somebody was a heavy user of cell phones over a long period of time, with a good 95% confidence rating for this finding. Why is there such a confusion about this? Why isn't this a valid finding?
Well, we don't know whether the finding is correct. Basically, there are a number of possible biases which are typical of these kinds of epidemiological study, which could have affected the results. And this increased risk could be due to something we call recall bias. So we really can't conclude that there is a risk from our findings because of the potential bias.
Why not simply look at their cell phone records?
We've tried to do that, actually, in a smaller scale validation study. We had hoped we'd be able to do that on many people in the study, but unfortunately, at the time we did the Interphone study, it was very difficult to go back in operators' records and get long-time historical records for the study subjects.
By the way, the number of minutes per day that somebody used a cell phone that considered a high use averaged, what, less than 30 minutes a day?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, Interphone was basically carried out between 2000 and 2004, depending on the country. And we asked about people's long-term, you know, historical use of mobile phones. We were asking about their use in the late 1980s, early 1990s, at a time when mobile phones were used much less than today. And one of the reasons we are concerned about the results of the study, even though we can't conclude for sure, is that where we see the increase is in these people. Half an hour a day for 10 years was a high use in the participants in our study, but it's a normal or even a relatively low use today.
You're using a cell phone right now as we speak.
I am using a cell phone right now, yes.
How worried are you?
I don't use a cell phone very much, and when I can, I basically try to find ways to reduce my exposure, either using a landline or using the speaker of my phone.
Do you have any children, Dr. Cardis?
Yes, I have two children.
How old are they, and are they allowed to use cell phones?
They're 8 and 11 years old, and they do not have a cell phone. They use it very, very rarely when they have to, but they don't have a cell phone.
Now, Dr. Cardis, you're an epidemiologist. You're not a journalist. So it's probably unfair of me to ask you to do my job, but if you had to write the headline for this story, what would it be?
That's a very good question. What is your headline? In my opinion, and as I said, this is a very complex study, and its biases and errors limit the interpretation. So we have different people in the study group interpreting the results differently. In my personal opinion, I think we have a number of elements that suggest a possible increased risk among the heaviest users. And because the heaviest users in our study are considered low users today, I think that's something of concern.
Epidemiologist Elizabeth Cardis directed the World Health Organization's Interphone study. Dr. Cardis spoke to us by cell phone from Barcelona.